Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi shani habibihi inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi amma ba'd. Ulamai kiram, respected elders, brothers, and all who are listening on the audio streaming. We are living in a very, very challenging time. And we are witnessing things that were never seen in the past. And day by day, things are becoming more and more complicated in this world. Gone are the days of that peaceful, enjoyable, tranquil life that people led in the past. These elders that are sitting in front of us, may Allah give them good health and long life. These are the people who saw the good days. Those days are gone. We are now in times in which it is very, very difficult to even finish your work for the day. We know that there's no barakat left in the time. We know how the time is flying. We know Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah is like yesterday to tomorrow, or yesterday to today. And tomorrow to the next day is like the next Jumu'ah. And the weeks and months and years are flying. Very soon we have already just a little over 100 days left to the coming month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. We were still talking of last year's Ramadan. It flew past the year, and we now just about 100 days away from the next Ramadan. The world is moving at a phenomenal pace, and things are happening so quickly that we can't even keep up with the pace of things. One incident and event after the other is unfolding so rapidly, and we are seeing things and we are witnessing things that were never seen before. Many challenges that we are facing individually too, and collectively, and as families, and then as a ummah, we are facing huge, huge challenges. When we drift away and move away from the way of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are surely inviting difficulties and problems on ourselves. The way of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only way, and it is the best way. In that is our safety and protection, and our success and prosperity in dunya and akhirat. But for us, most of us, these have just become slogans. You ask any Muslim, by which is the best way of life? Of course, the way of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Which is your best guideline? Of course, Quran and Sunnah. But it has become a slogan. Where is the reality of it? Because that reality is lacking, and it's just empty words. This is the reason why we're having all of these difficulties that we are facing. Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us a simple, straightforward way of life. There's no complication, there's no confusion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمِلَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا سَوَىٰ. I have left you on a clear way of life. The day and the night of it is same. In other words, there's no confusion about it, that in the daytime you can see it nicely, but at night it becomes dark or it becomes unclear. No, day or night. It is a very clear path and a clear way. But if we have chosen to go away from that way, then we have chosen a path that is not going to take us to our destination of success in this world and the hereafter. So therefore, my dear friends, these kind of programs that are held from time to time, these are to realign us back to our goal, to realign us back to our motto or manifesto of life, and that is to come back in line with the way of Quran and Sunnah. To bring us back onto line with Quran and Sunnah, realign. We know the car, after a time, after a while driving it, we find alignment goes out. And then the car has to be taken for alignment, because the camber or the toe or whatever they use the terminology for alignment of the wheels, that has to be brought back, because if not, the tires are going to get worn out very quickly and the drive is not going to be smooth, and steering that vehicle is going to become difficult, and it might become very unsafe to drive such a car on the road. You could lose your life, you could kill yourself and kill others also in the process. Allah save us and protect us. So from time to time we knock a curb, we knock a side, we knock something on the road, we knocked a rock, we went through over a missing, what do you call those things, manhole covers. We went over a missing manhole cover, we went over potholes, which has become such a common thing on our roads today, that they say a lot of the drivers today got their PhDs because they are good pothole dodgers, learning how to dodge the potholes on the roads. And some roads are called so bad, they say that there's more potholes than roads. And now it's gone past the stage of potholes, it's become dead holes. But in any case, what we're trying to say is that these are the things that throw the alignment off. And therefore, we have to go back and align. So in the course of our days and nights, and in the course of our weeks and months, our alignment, our spiritual alignment also goes off. And therefore, we have to align again. And these are those opportunities to put our alignment right. When we sit, we listen, we make zikr, we remember Allah, then my dear brothers, this is that we are now through the process of alignment. Inshallah we come out after this, our alignment at least comes in line. It might go off again, but we always have the alignment center to go back to put it right. And this must carry on till the end of time, inshallah. Till the end of our life. So these are the times we are living in. Very, very difficult times. Very, very precarious times. Holding on to our iman, as our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-qa'imu ala deenihi kal-qabidhi ala al-jamar. The one holding on to his deen, his iman, is like the one who is holding on to a burning charcoal. This is the time that we are living in. And in the name of deen, so many things have been introduced and so many things are happening that never were seen before. And then we are trying to justify these things and say this is okay and that is okay. Let us stick with what is the way, the original way. That is what we are required to do. Let us forget about all these add-ons and, you know, things that we are bringing in and introducing from our side, which is of no benefit. Nikah, for example, is a simple affair in Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A'linu nikah waj'aluha fil masajid." Announce the nikah and have it in the masjid. Straightforward advice, simple advice. Let's stick to that advice. Have the nikah in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, have it in the masjid. Why is he saying have it in the masjid? Because today, when we are moving the nikahs out to venues and so on, that is when now it becomes open to a lots of unnecessary and sometimes very detrimental and harmful things even to our deen and our iman that are brought into it. Because in a masjid, you're not going to bring all those things into the nikah. It's a simple, straightforward matter. Everybody enters, everybody is in wuzu. Perhaps it is, most of the times it is close to a salah time. So everybody has read their salah. Everybody has made wuzu, they've read their salah, they made zikr of Allah, they made dua. Then they are sitting with adab and respect. The Shaykh or the Maulana is giving nasiha and advice. Everybody is listening attentively. And then in a very simple way, the solemnization of the marriage takes place with the khutbah, the praises of Allah, the salutations upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Quran and Hadith. And in that manner, in the simple, beautiful, noble, holy, pious environment of the masjid, the nikah takes place. Thereafter, everybody makes salam, greeting each other, congratulating each other. And the rest of the function is just a get together of family. So you have your meal or whatever it is, maybe some advice, additional advice, nasiha is given, and everybody goes home. This is the way, the original, simple, basic way that have been taught by our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But now if you want to complicate things and bring this and that and bring these people and those people and introduce all these things and think that we are being very progressive, enlightened and so on by bringing all of these things, we are actually causing harm to ourselves. And we achieve no achievement. We don't achieve anything. Just go by what is prescribed, full stop. That is our salvation. That is our progression. That is our success. There's no need to bring in and add in things and so on. And then the result is so much of controversy in the community, so much of confusion in the ummah, and so much of negativity in the ummah, that now there's no time for positive work, there's no time for development. We're going backwards, we are retrogressing, we are not progressing. So just let us stick by the simple things. We've got the formula of Quran and Sunnah, follow that formula. You're not sure, ask the ulama, ask the scholars, ask the sheikh. They will guide you, they will show you, they'll tell you, do this, do this, do this. And stick by that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always on the straight path. And Allah keep us on the path of Quran and Sunnah. And Allah keep us always on sirat-e-mustaqeem. My dear friends, this is a time when we have to hold tight to our iman. This is a time we have to hold fast to our Islam. This is a time where everyone must be really concerned about his salvation and at least the salvation of his own family and then the rest of the community and the ummah. Everyone must be worried about how am I going to secure myself in the akhirah. They leave notices of mayyats are coming every day. We're all on the WhatsApp groups. 2, 3, 4, 5 messages are coming every day. People we know, people we don't know. Every day the flights are taking off. And yet we are not taking heed. Yet we are not understanding. Yet we are not realizing. One pious person said, every time a notice of a funeral comes to me, I think that that is announcement for my funeral. Allahu Akbar. When a person develops that state of mind, then his alignment is now absolutely straight now. Because now he's got his goal right in front of him. His akhirah is in front of him and he knows where he's heading to. Today we are traversing the journey of life sometimes so aimlessly that we don't even know where we are heading. किधर जा रहा है और किधर देख रहा है. The poet said very nicely that nazar su'e dunya, nazar su'e qadam su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya, kidhar ja raha hai, kidhar dekh raha hai. Let me explain it very briefly. Qadam su'e marqad, my feet are walking in the direction of my grave. Every step we are taking, that is a step closer to our grave. I may be taking a walk in the park, I may be taking a walk on the beachfront, I may be taking a walk in the shopping center, I may be taking a walk in some public place. I'm walking. It feels like I'm going to a certain place. But the reality of the matter is, every step that I am taking, I am actually taking it in the direction of my destination, and that is the destination of the grave. Qadam su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya. But my gaze, my feet are in that direction, my gazes are in the opposite direction. My feet are going like this and I am looking like that, and I am walking. The poet says, kidhar ja raha hai aur kidhar dekh raha hai. Where you going, my friend, and where you looking? You looking back and you walk in front. What he's trying to say is that now you are setting yourself up for an accident, for a fall. Because if you are looking somewhere else and you're walking, anyone will tell you, hey, be careful, you're going to fall. Because you have to see where you're going, the direction you are going. But that is our condition in today's time, that we are heading somewhere and we are looking elsewhere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization that the life of this world is short, the days are numbered, and soon we are going to go to that destination from which there's no return. And for that, we must try to do whatever we can to prepare ourselves. Every little deed is going to count. Don't fool yourself into thinking, you know, yeah, inshallah, I want to do this and I will do that, and I have this big intentions to do. But in the meantime, let me just carry on with my life and carry on the way I'm living my life. No, let us do what even a little towards that destination we are going towards, inshallah, that little will become a lot, and that little might be the thing that will help us and the thing that will be our saving grace. So inshallah, the days and nights of life are passing, months are going, Ramadan is coming. Before we know, the Ramadan will be gone, next Ramadan will come and go, and we will be gone. So let us do a little bit in the 24 hours of day and night, whatever it is. At least our 5 daily salah we must do. At least the 5 daily salah. Everything else can come to a total standstill in the world, but my 5 daily salah will happen under every circumstance, and under no circumstance my 5 salah will be missed. Not 4 salah, not 3 and not 2, 5 salah we must do to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability. May all say inshallah, all make a solid niyat and intention. Allah accept our good intention, my dear friend. Allah accept our good niyat. Allah make it easy for us. If that is our starting point, and the whole ummah around the world comes back to this one original, first, fundamental ordinance of Islam, then we are going to see a lot of good changes come in. But till that is not there in place, then whatever else is still far, far, far away. So inshallah, at least do this one thing, put this in place, that if, no matter what may be happening in the world, it can be any condition, any circumstances, the stock exchange can be going upside down, price of gold and dollar and silver can and petrol can be going this way and that way, economy can be going upside down, politically things can be crumbling, everything can be collapsing, but no matter what, my five daily salah will happen. And if we miss by any chance a salah on its time, because we are human, we may have some weakness set in once or twice, it may happen, immediately do our qaza of that salah, and do not wait for another occasion or day to do that qaza of that day's salah. Do it there and then. Do not procrastinate it and delay it. Do the qaza on that same day. If we can't do it in the daytime, do it at night before we go to sleep. But promise ourselves that we will not go to sleep until we have not completed the qaza of that day. In the first place, we should not be having qaza, but if we do, do not go to bed at night until we have not completed our qaza. And side by side with that, my dear friends, let us read the Quran. Quran is everything. And all our answers are in the Quran. And all our solutions are in the Quran. I'm not saying that the solutions in the sense that you have to read and understand, that is very important. But even if you do not understand, but you got a crisis and you open the Quran Sharif and you start reading, inshallah, just through the barakah of opening the Quran and reading a few lines and few pages, Allah will solve your problem. Ask the people who have gone through these experiences and they will tell you that yes, we have seen it. Problem comes up, open my Quran Sharif, anywhere, let me read one page, two pages. Allah will open the answer, Allah will show the way. People who have got such a glorious book like the Quran, what more can we ask for in this universe? How sad and pitiable is the condition of those nations and people who don't have the Quran? Allah, they got nothing. They are bankrupt, bichara. They are absolutely, you know, we would say, helpless, penniless, because they don't have the greatest wealth in the universe, and that is the Quran. Allah gave us that. We may have nothing else, but we got our Quran, we got everything. Let us understand these things in this life. Today, the material world has, you know, blinded us, and it has affected our thinking and minds to such an extent that we think everything is material. When I look at somebody too, I look at, first thing I want to see what is his material worth. What car he is driving, what house he is staying in, what kind of business he owns, what his income, what his lifestyle, what his portfolio, what his asset holdings. That's the way we want to view everyone around us in the world, and then we categorize people according to that. Oh, this guy, yes, he's right on the top there. This bichara is right there. And then we conduct ourselves and behave toward those people in that same manner. Cut all that out, dear friends. There's no place for all that. Look at people in the light of the goodness they have in their life. Your man is a five-time namazi, and he's reading his Quran, and he's connected to Allah. He is much more higher in the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that billionaire who doesn't have the tawfiq of putting his head down in front of Allah. Let's not gauge people and judge people on the basis of material things. These things are there today and they're gone tomorrow. So Allah SWT give us tawfiq and guidance that little bit of Quran. One great wali of Allah said that even if you read just 3 pages a day, or if you want to read 3 pages, read for 3 minutes a day. 3 minutes. What is 3 minutes in the, how many thousand minutes we got in 24 hours? 24 times 60. G? 1,320 minutes. Out of 1,320 minutes, 3 minutes. You left with 1,317 minutes to do whatever else you want. Ya Allah. Only just that much. Just to pay a little respect to Allah's book. But today, sadly, we're not even prepared to give that 3 minutes, that 180 seconds. Like that. Take out another 3 minutes, 5 minutes to remember Allah, to make the zikr of Allah, take Allah's name, read La ilaha illallah, read Allahu, read Astaghfirullah, read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Little bit, that is all. And see how your life will take a turn. Watch for yourself, see for yourself how things start falling in place in your life. And slowly as you go along and you start increasing in all of this, the goodnesses just increase and increase, and the problems just decrease and decrease and decrease. Allah give us tawfiq, my dear friends. I do not want to make it any more longer. I'm going to ask Harisab to do one durood sharif and a little bit of zikr of kalima tayyiba at the end, and we conclude on that note.